For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. The following was captured at the recent National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws conference in San Francisco. To tell us about his travels and his experiences with marijuana around the world, Mr. Rick Steed.
Good to be here. This is inspirational to be with a bunch of people who realize that the prohibition on marijuana is a problem in our society, that if a lot of people just kind of wake up and become more in tune with the how absurd it is, its days are numbered. When you travel around in Europe, it's laughable that a country would arrest 750,000 people a year for simple possession of marijuana. In Europe, people really believe that a society needs to make a choice. You can learn to tolerate alternative lifestyles, or you can build more prisons. And in America, the hottest things in real estate, I think, today are gated communities for the rich and prisons for the poor. We're very into building more prisons. We're 4% of this planet's population with 25% of its prisoners. And to think that even one of them is arrested for responsible, casual use of marijuana without hurting anybody else, I think is just appalling. I was in Denmark recently, where people can smoke marijuana quite casually, and they told me that it's getting a little more tense because every year they have to arrest a couple of pot smokers just to maintain favored trade status with the United States. And when I travel in Europe, I realize that people realize the futility of legislating morality. Even if somebody could prove that marijuana was immoral, to use marijuana was immoral, well, still, Europeans would think it is creating more of a problem than solving it by making it illegal. They treat it as a health problem rather than a criminal problem. And after 15 years of that experience in the Netherlands, for instance, people who are down on drugs, I mean law enforcement, health officials, and so on, they like their policy. They don't arrest marijuana smokers. They treat it as a health problem.
You don't do too much reporting within the United States, but what has been your perceptions? Do you ever get to towns like the city of Houston?
I travel around the United States, but generally on business. Most of my United States travel is to support public television stations, and during pledge season, you'll see me jetting around the country and participating in pledge drives. I don't really know a lot about the ins and outs of smoking pot in the United States. I just know that from a travel point of view, it's when I travel, I like to go as a temporary European. And in a number of cultures, it seems quite casual to enjoy a little bit of pot. And I consider that no big deal. I'm amazed at how many Americans think that because it's illegal in the United States, it's wrong for me as an American to do it overseas. To me, that's the epitome of ethnocentricity. Why would one of our laws need to follow me when I travel around the United States, around the world? Anywhere in the world, I can delve into those cultures the way I want to, and if that means smoking some marijuana, more power to me.
Thank you, Rick Steves, and more power to us all. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.